answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Rigidity, I think. There's no reason not to get vaccinated. Why are we having red states and places in the South that are very highly ideological in one way, not wanting to get vaccinations? Vaccinations have nothing to do with politics. It's a public health issue. It doesn't matter who you are. The virus doesn't know whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. For sure, we know that. And yet there is that divide of people wanting to get vaccinated and not wanting to get vaccinated, which is really unfortunate because it's losing lives.
And so was he, Dr. Fauci. Now, he is right. I'm going to admit Dr. Fake was right about one thing. The COVID virus did not know if you were Democrat, Republican, independent, or had no party affiliation. But everything else he was saying, he was trying to politicize why people were not wanting to mask up and lock down. Well, he had already started that political process. Reminding you, when the COVID story first broke, Trump turned to Dr. Fauci because he was head of the National Institutes of Infectious Diseases. So he supposedly was an expert. And I'm not going to deny some expertise he had, but then he began to use that for his own political ambition. Yes, Dr. Fauci had some political ambitions. Not to run for office, but to be bigger than the president. And now we have the diaries, journals that he kept over the period of time of COVID. Health and Human Services Director Kennedy got hold of those, disseminated them to members of Congress, and tomorrow, Fauci will be back in front of a Senate committee questioning, what the hell are you doing? Why were you locking people down and relying on not real science, which you told us to do, but doing what you could to control the public? And of course, the Democrats were buying into it left and right with their legacy media. And everybody, for a period of time, we didn't understand it. I mean, we have to take it seriously. Yes, it could be deadly, but there was not to the extent that they were having you believe. And in fact, Dr. Fauci had a bad reaction from a vaccine, but he never told anyone. I'll get into that for you as we move forward. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. July 28, 2026, and reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later. At News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. So if you miss anything, you can always pull it up and listen again. And more importantly, when you do, if you listen or watch at a later time, push the button to share. Send it on to others. You are a multiplying factor. And let me remind you again, many of us don't really have a radio we carry around anymore. Not the transistor radios, such a big deal back when I was growing up. I don't know of a transistor radio now used anywhere. They probably are, but I don't know about them. But what you do have is you have your cell phone. And we have an app, absolutely free, News Talk STL. News Talk STL. Go to your app store on your phone, download it for free, and then you can listen to whatever is on the air at that very moment. You open it up wherever you are. If you have cell service anywhere in the world, you will hear whatever we have on the air, which right now would be Larry Connors USA. Glad to have you with us. Reminding you with Larry Connors USA, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. You're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we began that hour. So let's get into this Dr. Fauci diary. We were telling you some about it yesterday, about he was bragging about how much attention he was getting, and really some flattering articles had been written about him. And he was writing all this down in his own diary about how great he was. What an egomaniac. And how many celebrities were contacting him, maybe wanting personal care or just wanting to be in connections in his orbit. Everybody wanted Not everybody wanted to be in his orbit. But a lot of the mighty elite thought, oh, yes, I'm a friend with Dr. Fauci. With these diaries and journals released by the Homeland Security, Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy, they're going to be a big focal point of the Senate hearings, which will resume tomorrow. Wisconsin Senator Grassley.
We just got the diary. We got a lot of information from 8 of his 11 or 12 devices. You know, and again, I really thank Bobby Kennedy for his commitment to radical transparency. We got 11 million pages earlier. What stands out to you is how grossly dishonest Fauci was. I mean, he was saying publicly, writing to his little diary, I guess he kept for his, his book at some point in time. Could totally contradicts it. So again, I'm not learning very much new. I mean, I always knew he was a megalomaniac. I knew he was lying repeatedly. Now we're just getting more and more documentation of it. So I'm looking forward to being able to ask him questions tomorrow.
Now, here is going to be a real dilemma for the legacy media, because they have ignored even reporting on the diary and the material inside of it. Over the weekend, all of the Sunday shows on the major networks had the opportunity, because the information broke Saturday night. But ABC's This Week, NBC's Meet the Press, CBS Face the Nation declined to even mention it, did not even mention it. The same on cable news, such as CNN, no surprise there, and MSN Now. They all ignored the story through Monday morning. According to Grabian Media, the word Fauci was not mentioned even once. And yet, CNN's Jake Tapper appeared repeatedly in the private diary entries as Fauci documented phone calls with Jake Tapper, text exchanges, and even dinners he had at his house with the Tappers, right after telling the American public, do not gather even in your house. You have to cancel Thanksgiving dinners and everything because it's too dangerous. And the very next day, he's doing dinner at his house with Jake Tapper, as he documents in his diary. So you were constantly getting not the real science, as he wanted you to believe, but what he wanted to be pushing. And I mentioned earlier, there's evidence that Dr. Fauci actually had a bad reaction to the vaccine. Senator Grassley says he just ignored and covered it up.
FDA knew of the fact that their algorithm was going to mask safety signals. They saw the safety signals. By the way, one of them was pulmonary infarction, which 5 months later, apparently Anthony Fauci had a pulmonary infarction, told no one. I'll ask him, did you suspect that the COVID injections caused your pulmonary infarction? Maybe you should have warned the American public about these things. So again, FDA knew, he knew, the safety signals were screaming at them. We had something like 40 to 50,000 reports to VAERS prior to 2021. We had over a million reports submitted to VAERS in 2021 after the injection. Gotcha. There were 21,000 deaths and they saw no safety signals. So no, there's a lot to be, he needs to be held accountable for.
Yeah, but do not expect the major networks to do an adequate job, much less any job, of covering these Senate hearings. But they cannot ignore this. The omission will be so stark. And they also had to realize a lot of folks will be interested. Even if they are hard-leaning Democrats, they're going to want to know what's going on with Dr. Fauci in these Senate hearings, especially if they were victimized by the lockdowns and everything else he imposed, not only them, but their children. And Fauci was always insisting, and he's right, the vaccine did not recognize if you're Republican or Democrat or of independent party. But Fauci knew, and he knew how to manipulate it. And keep in mind, when he kept saying, follow the science, Senator Grassley says Fauci was the science.
Fauci was the science, remember? Again, yeah. I mean, what a narcissist. So no, I mean, let's face it. Anthony Fauci was funding gain-of-function research before the moratorium. The moratorium ended up being a joke because it allowed them to circumvent and continue to fund gain-of-function research. He lied about that to Congress. He knew about Ralph Baer. He knew about Peter Daszak. He knew about the labs in China. Mm-hmm. So he was fully aware of this. I think all of his lies were basically a massive cover-up of his involvement in the creation of the coronavirus to create a pandemic. Then, you know, once that pandemic began, he focused everything on a vaccine. Not a vaccine, it's really an experimental gene therapy. Okay, sabotaged early treatment, whether it's hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, you know, these cheap generic drugs. Instead, push remdesivir, which, by the way, nurses call it run, death is near. It knocks out your kidney. So just about everything he did leading up to the creation of the coronavirus, his funding of the research that I think resulted in it, you know, the devastating impact in the shutdowns, you know, masking. Have you ever seen a little child wear a mask and yet they had to wear those masks to, you know, set back their learning? I mean, the devastation of our response, our miserably failed response, largely falls on the shoulders of Anthony Fauci and the lies he told and his hubris.
His hubris. And that's a key point, because he was all about Dr. Fauci. He wasn't about protecting the American public. And if he could find a way, one, to direct any attention to himself as far as showing him in a bad light, he would do so. And he had a legacy media more than willing to do it. I told you earlier that he was having a dinner with Jake Tapper and his wife at Fauci's house days after telling the nation you should not have even a small gathering at your house. You should call off Thanksgiving dinner. And Jake Tapper pointed out, again, never reported on the air that I just had dinner at Dr. Fauci's house. Not one time. And he did it at least twice, as mentioned in Fauci's diaries. But Jake Tapper said, on a call with reporters, Trump administration officials seem to be once again embracing the idea of herd immunity, touting Trump's push to reopen the country. And he quoted a Harvard, quote, expert, who said herd immunity is just another word for mass murder, basically accusing Trump of saying that he's ready for mass murder of those who want to just get out of the confines and the lockdowns. You're going to lead to mass murder. Well, that didn't happen, did it? And we also know that once they got the vaccine, they said, even I remember Rachel Maddow saying, it's as simple as this. Get the COVID vaccine. It will kill COVID. The pharmaceutical companies never said it would. It was always an experimental drug. Get the vaccine. Oh, then you might need a booster. And you might still get COVID. But again, as Senator Grassley was talking about the hubris of Dr. Fauci, listen to what Kentucky Senator Rand Paul uncovered.
This is a guy also, there'll be a release and part of this will be part of the hearing. He got $1 million prize, but we have conversations where he's telling other people to NIH to nominate him. Like, will you nominate me? I'll write up my nominating background for you and then you nominate me. Why would we let, you know, politicians aren't supposed to get more than $50, you know? Why would we let a guy that runs a bureaucracy, why wouldn't we want him to be allowed to have $1 million prize? That just boggles my mind.
And he got it. He got them to endorse him. And in 2021, Fauci got the Dan David Prize, a $1 million award dispersed by an Israeli-based Dan David Foundation headquarters at Tel Aviv. $1 million. He's basically asking him, help me write some notes, or I'll write the notes for you. You just sign off on them. We had a disaster hit in Wisconsin overnight, and we have a disaster underway in Japan now. Let's begin with Wisconsin and this TV report from yesterday. The Wisconsin tornado came out of the skies around noon, out of dark skies, as some said. Never see a daylight noon like this one. It hit northeastern Wisconsin on Monday, blackening the midday sky. They have since confirmed at least one death, maybe more yet to be found. Thousands without power. Now, you might wonder, does Wisconsin normally get tornadoes? Yes, they average about 23 each year. And they normally touch down between 3 and 9 p.m. due to the season of April to August and changing temperatures. June and July, which is where we are now, that's when they have the highest number. I want to remind you, every state in the nation, every state, Hawaii and Alaska, have all experienced tornadoes. So it's not just a one-off. I mentioned an earthquake hitting in Japan. It hit at a shopping mall. It's not clear if it was fully under construction and was being used. There are reports that many people have been injured. This was a quake that came, obviously, without any kind of warning, and the people were in this shopping mall, at least 20 to 30 unaccounted for. It may be days before we have the exact number of what did happen. I do want to share something else with you. A St. Louis City Street Department worker found a baby abandoned in the middle of a street this month. The story just now coming out. The baby in the middle of Goodfellow. The woman says, I saw a man get out, put the baby and the baby carriage seat, I should say, right in the middle of Goodfellow and just ran away. Thank goodness she kicked in and said, it was my motherly instincts. I couldn't have done anything different. Thank goodness no traffic hit that baby. She was there to help save it. Her name, because she deserves the credit, Michelle Jones. Fox 2 Now did interview her, and I'm glad they did. She saved that baby. Coming up, one of my sponsors is a guest. I never hide that fact that they're a sponsor. But Tom Wellington has some amazing stories to tell you about environmental protection and what they are doing for you and our military. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesundheit height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You know, from time to time, I ask a sponsor to come on and speak specifically about what they do, trying to give you a better relationship with them. And I never try to hide it. I want you to know this is a sponsor, and I'm very proud of this relationship with Tom Wellington. Wellington Environmental has been a sponsor of Larry Connors USA since we started at another station back in 2014. Thank you, Tom, for that, first of all, and welcome aboard.
Hey, Larry, it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to go back in. I want to point out that Wellington Environmental, you deal with individuals and what they have in their home. You also deal with businesses, schools, even hospitals, and now even the military. I want to get into that in more detail. But let me begin with, on a personal level, for a lot of folks, you know, that might have a hazard in their house and they're not really aware of what it is. They're not sure what it is. You told me that you recently had someone call and say, we may have a mold problem in our house. It was not mold. What was it?
Yeah, no, and actually, we were referred by a doctor, and he asked this couple to call us and have their home tested because he figured there was probably a mold issue in the house. Both of them had severe rashes on their face and on their chest. So we tested the house, but it wasn't mold. It was dust mites.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon? What was it?
Dust mites. Oh, and part of our testing showed significant levels of skin cell fragments, and dust mites eat the skin cell fragments. It's part of our ecosystem, but if we get too many of them in there, then they cause a problem for these people, and they can cause this allergenic reaction such as these rashes, and that's what was happening. The dust mites actually poop, and we're allergic to what they excrete. And the doctor was very happy with finding the issue, but the homeowners weren't that happy.
Yeah, well, then you've got to do things to remediate. How do you handle that situation?
Well, and it's mostly a housekeeping issue, and I think they were embarrassed a little bit by it, but the primary bedroom was really the cause, and it just, you can get rid of this by washing the bed linens in hot water for 10 minutes and the blankets, putting them in the dryer and setting it on hot for 10 minutes and it'll kill them. So it's just keeping up with cleaning and disinfecting.
Now you have served, what you guys provide, you've been growing and providing different services for a wide range of customers. And when did you begin getting interested in all of this?
Well, I actually started out as a college professor, and I was at three different universities here in the St. Louis region. And I love to do research, and research for me was really the key. And I think it just makes sense as an environmental services company that we need to fully understand what solves problems for customers, and we need to go deeper. And many of our people all have advanced degrees here, and part of our, we get together and we do like the Mayo Clinic. We talk about problems that people are having or businesses are having, and discuss them and try to come up with solutions rather than just looking at it from a natural framework. We go deeper.
Now, to that extent, as I said, you deal with homeowners, businesses, schools, and even hospitals rely on you for sanitizing areas.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in two hospitals today doing different things, not just sanitizing. We do a lot of different services for hospitals, nursing homes. But we've been lucky enough that prior to COVID, we were already writing the business plans and the plans for people that enter hospitals to do work on how they can use techniques for infection prevention. And it really helped. And then we were blessed that the Cleveland Clinic, you know, I went to the Cleveland Clinic and recorded a training series for all the people that work in Cleveland Clinic locations around the country. So it's something that just kind of came up, but this research that we do really helped.
Now, and of course, when you're talking about this research, you're talking about all kinds of things, like everyone from influenza, swine fever, all the others, right?
Yeah, you know, I think what happens is too often our customers have more than one problem that they need solved. And so what we try to do is help them and gather as many of their problems and try to help solve them. And we do the research around it. It helps them, saves them time, makes them look good for their people, but it provides a safer work environment, provides a safer home. And yes, we do, like you mentioned, for the military. Just recently, we disinfected military equipment that's going to be deployed to Eastern Europe. And you probably have some familiarity with that, with being in the Marines.
I don't recall us ever sanitizing anything, to be quite honest. Drinking out of your helmet, I didn't consider very sanitary, but that was the option. But I know you can't get in specifics about this, but what are you looking to eliminate for these service vehicles that will be handling our troops?
Yeah, and actually this is a law that's required in many countries that you do not ship equipment in there that hasn't been disinfected if it's been out in fields. And for instance, the Jeeps and the trucks and all the different equipment that go through these jungles and all the different areas, they can carry avian influenza, African swine fever, foot and mouth disease are some of the targets that we disinfect for. But it's also these vehicles pick up seeds and insect larvae and soil microbes, you know, that can actually devastate local agriculture in these countries. And so it's a pretty big issue.
And now you also have been doing for years work with Boeing as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have crews there every day in different facilities. I have seen a big change in Boeing. I can't talk specifically about some of the things that we're doing because it's enhancing security. But I can definitely tell that President Trump has gotten to these defense contractors and told them, you got to speed up. You got to produce great products. You got to be safe. And we want cost under control. But most importantly, too, we don't want advances getting out to foreign countries. And so the security issues that are going into some of the Boeing buildings are amazing. It's a big change, but I think engineering starting to control Boeing more so than the accountants, and we're going to see great things out of them.
You're listening to Tom Wellington, founder of Wellington Environmental, rapidly growing hazmat operation for everyone from the home to major industry and schools, hospitals in between. We've heard a lot lately, once again, about Legionella, and I think at least half a dozen have died in the New York area. What's going on with that now?
And that's true. There are 5 deaths there and 89 positive cases in one of the boroughs in New York, and it seems like it came from 10 different cooling towers. And Legionella is just one of those things. When we don't take care of our water systems, that aerosolized water droplet gets out and it's got that bacteria in it. People breathe it, and if they're immunocompromised, boom, they get Legionella. I mean, recently we just handled a case here in St. Louis where somebody went to the hospital, but they went in for pneumonia. When they go in for pneumonia, they automatically get tested for Legionella, and they tested positive. So that all of a sudden starts an intensive investigation by healthcare departments to track down the source. So we do the testing, we help investigate, and we do a lot of different things for companies that face this.
So you work hand in glove with the company, the business, the school, the hospital, and the health department at the same time.
Yeah, mostly for the health department, we answer their questions. We help the customer with that and help direct them in the right direction on the investigation.
Well, Tom, again, I want to point out, I certainly appreciate your support for Larry Connors USA and what we're doing here. But I will add to the audience that I had asked you to check on my daughter's house at one point, and you came back and said there's nothing wrong with anything. Everything's fine. But that put my mind at ease, and I do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. We'll have to get you a new Marine helmet, I guess.
No. I think I tossed it somewhere. Or I could probably gave it back to the Marines. I should have, anyway. Tom, thank you very much for your time and your sponsorship, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet. Tom Wellington.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet.
Right.
Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental. As I point out, that is a sponsor, has been a long-term sponsor. So I don't try to hide that from you, but obviously I do endorse them for the very reasons you are hearing and Tom discussing about everything they've been doing over the decades. Now, I've been always constantly amazed at something else they're getting involved in. I did not know they were sanitizing military vehicles destined for somewhere in Europe. I didn't even know that rule was in effect, but obviously they do. Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Coming up, the DNC running out of money. Oh, so very sad.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We move now from things making a lot of money.
Right.
To things losing a lot of money. At 7 minutes past the top of the hour, there is new reporting this morning.
This has to be a DNC story.
On the dire financial situation for the Democratic National Committee, now less than 100 days until the midterm elections. The New York Times reports the Democratic Party is so short on cash that leaders are asking vendors not to send bills until after the midterm
elections.
That's not good. Oh, no.
The paper spoke to three people briefed on the move, who called it a bookkeeping maneuver. The paper highlights a cash disparity between the two parties.
Kind of a beginning of a Ponzi scheme coming inside the DNC. What can we do to get money from you without really providing a service? And if you are trying to bill us for anything we have done, hold off your billing till after the midterm elections, because we need every dollar to pay for the midterm elections. There's a rule in this business, in the media business. You do not run political campaign spots without the money up front. Because if the candidate or the campaign PAC group, whichever it is, ends up losing, they may not end up honoring the rest of their debt. Oh, they just dissolve. They don't have any more money. We didn't win, and we're not going to continue. You are listening then to Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, and his wife, Mika Brzezinski, talking about the dire straits the DNC is in. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You think you brought it on yourself? I'd say you did. And it's not just that Trump and the GOP has something like $450 million. These guys are scrapping, trying to find just $2 million. The Democrat National Committee has significant debt and fell behind the GOP equivalent, obviously. So the Democrat leadership decided to put its headquarters building up as collateral for a $15 million loan. It was taken out in 2025, as at that time the DNC was struggling to keep pace with the Republican National Committee ahead of that midterm election, or the midterm coming up. And of course, while taking out loans in a high stakes race is fairly common, and using property as collateral, you wouldn't think the DNC would be wrapped up in something like that. Well, it's bad and poor decision-making. Bad and poor decision making. They currently have $18.5 million in debt, $16 million in cash on hand. So they've got $2 plus million deficit. And where have they been spending the money? Well, they shelled out more than $800,000 to non-voting territories like, are you ready for this? Where they shelled out money to help areas that cannot even vote in the elections, non-voting territories like the Virgin Islands. You know why? Because they think if you ever get a chance to vote, you're going to remember the Democrats were here to help you, right? The New York Times has even noted that the DNC, an affiliated committee, spent approximately $684,000 on Democratic organizations in these five non-voting U.S. territories since last year. And I need to correct that. That's not $640,000, it's $840,000. Even veteran DNC member Donna Brazile, who at one time had headed up the DNC, told the New York Times that the DNC chairman, Ken Martin, needed major assistance. She said, and I'm quoting her, talking about Ken Martin, "Ken needs help H-E-L-P. Well, at least she could spell. And she added, and if he's reluctant to say it, I'm here to help him ask. It's hard. It's very difficult. They need the money to direct resources into House races for these midterm elections. Now, I do not want you to fall into a lull of security that the DNC is not going to have an impact on various congressional and Senate races. They certainly still could. But they also have to look at where they have blown the money and what they're doing inside their own party that is turning away possible donors. When you get Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman saying flat out, the Democrat Socialist of America do not belong with our party and should not be inside our tent, I'm not accepting it. How many others out there that contribute to the Democrat Party are realizing, no, that's a step too far. I'm not going to support socialism leading to Marxism and communism. That's exactly what the DSA plan is. A recent Supreme Court decision allowing unlimited coordinated spending between the parties and candidates did make committee reserves more consequential in these competitive districts. So control of the House could turn on fewer than 20 races, according to the Associated Press. Do they have the money to fight the campaigns in these states? And according to the reports coming out of the DNC, they are asking vendors, would you hold off billing us right now? Now, you heard Mika Brzezinski say that they're considering it a bookkeeping issue. Oh, we'll have the money. We'll have it, but we don't have it right now, so just hold it off. This is like you telling your landlord or your mortgage holder, I'm not going to be paying the monthly rent this time or next month or the next month, but you'll get it. Do you think they would go along with that idea? Do you think the vendors are going to get all of their money? Let me clue you in on something. No, they're not. They're not. Now, those at the very top, the tippy top, they're probably going to get most, if not all. And you're going to have a lot of fundraising coming in and George Soros money buckets dropping everywhere to try to help some of them get through not just the midterm, but moving forward. But again, the DNC entered the final 100 days before the midterm elections with a $2 million debt. And apparently they have no plans to transfer any more money to congressional campaign committees right now. That's an early spending strategy that raised questions about support for the House candidates and what they consider decisive swing races. It just breaks my heart. It does break my heart. But they're trying to put a smiley face on it. Of course they would. A DNC official talking on Fox News, speaking about the loan, said, oh, no, they're not a big deal, not new. The loan documents were publicly released in November, and our building has been used as collateral in prior lines of credit in 2019, 2018, 2014, and so many other years. But they didn't have this $2 million debt that they do currently. Again, $18.5 million in debt, $16.5 million or less in cash on hand, going into the midterm cycles. The Republican National Committee, by comparison, $128 million in cash, no debt, as of June 20. Now, again, the Democrats are going to tell you, just because we put our headquarters up as a collateral for a loan does not necessarily mean the organization is in its death throes. But if you really want to be analytical about it, it's not just the money they have, but their money they're counting on coming in. And if you've got members inside the Democrat Party saying, we're not the Democrat Party, we are the DSA, the Democrat Socialist. Do you want to give your money to them? Even if you're a big Democrat contributor, do you want your money going to the Democrat Socialist of America? Because if you give it to the Democrat Party, it is going to end up in the hands of people like Mamdani and all of the jihadist Muslims who are running under the guise of, we just want to make the nation better. No, they don't. And apparently the tempers are getting a little bit tense inside the DNC. According to one source, and of course, they could have made this up. I'll be the first to acknowledge that. But the DNC chair, Ken Martin, who Donna Brazile said needs help, H-E-L-P, apparently got so angry at one of his aides, he threw the phone at her, or him. And that's not going to sit well with human resources, is it? Oh, they're not going to bother with it, I guarantee you. So at this point, the DNC has less flexibility to support candidates in the midterm elections. And all of those who are trying to destroy the MAGA movement, Trump, or any Republicans that might actually be close to being conservative, they're going to need money in their cash coffers. The Democrat National Committee is not going to have money to give to them. And if they continue to see the erosion inside their tent because of the Democrat Socialist of America, how much better is it going to be when they come up for the general election 2 years from now? Oh, yeah, you got to be planning that far ahead. It's like flying a plane. You cannot be planning and based on where you are now. You need to be ahead of the plane. Even on this program, we need to be ahead of what's coming next, not just where we are now. This is just the crack, the first crack in the DNC that is made public. Oh, again, they're going to tell you, oh, we've done this before. You're gaslighting everybody, Larry. Fine. I don't care. I'm sitting here watching it crack and crumble, and it's not going to get any better. The little boy at the dike with his finger in it is going to walk away because the DSA doesn't like him. He doesn't buy into all LGBTQ or whatever else they're pushing, and especially jihadists in America and Sharia law. In the meantime, trying to make America great again. We continue to push that. Whether or not you like the slogan, how can you argue against making America great again? A latest example, President Trump in Michigan with American workers building cars.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be back. I love this place. I won this place. It's beautiful. This beautiful state, I won. We won by a lot. Great to be back in Michigan. And hello to the men and women of General Motors.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, we can thank this gentleman right here for all these jobs coming back, and I hear it all the time from all my connections at all the different auto plants around the Metro Detroit area. Jobs are coming back to America. You know, Kamala Harris was running against this guy when he ran for re-election. She wanted to get rid of the internal combustion engine, and crazy Sean Fain endorsed her. So we've got to change the mindset. We've got to build, if they want to sell in our market, they got to build it in our market. And that's what this guy told them. So thank you, Mr. President. It's because of you, you saved our domestic auto industry. Thank you.
That is Brian Panbacker for the Auto Workers for Trump founder. And he's right. The leader of the UAW basically was endorsing Biden, Harris, and the rest of them who were wanting to shut down their industry. And don't forget, before that, Hillary Clinton was wanting to shut everything down. They were all about the green god energy. How's that going for them? It's not just building American cars here. It's creating jobs for Americans. I'd mentioned in the first hour something that is not surprising but disturbing. Out of Iran, there's an artificial intelligence video encouraging supporters of the Islamic regime not just to target Donald Trump, but to target First Lady Melania Trump and their 20-year-old son, Barron. It showed images of a motorcade, the First Lady, apparently outside some designer stores like Saks Fifth Avenue, and had the video entitled Where to Kill Melania. Adding, as reported by the Post, the shopping excursions could be, quote, suitable for operations by global freedom fighters, suggesting using a nerve agent to poison any clothing she might purchase. And the clip also threatened Barron, saying, this is just the beginning. Barron Trump, wait for us. We know Iran wants to kill Trump. And I want to point something else out again. With all the attempts upon Trump's life, I do not hear anybody in the Democrat National Committee, and certainly not in the Democrat Socialist of America, condemning such threats. Do you remember when Sarah Palin was running to be vice president? And she had up a target site over congressional candidates that they needed to unseat. Well, that looked like a rifle scope site. Yeah, I would agree it did. But they were saying she wants to kill them. No, she was not. They're just saying we're going to target their campaigns. But that was considered taboo. And even Republicans had an issue with it. I know what you intended, but that did not translate well. Where are the Democrats calling for sanity other than John Fetterman right now? Out to lunch? Being eaten up by the Democrat Socialist of America? So sad. As always, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.